I born to a Muslim, very fanatic Muslim family. My family was so huge and big. My father married 5 times, and then the subtotal of my brothers and sister were 22 person. And my father raised up as a Muslim. He taught us how to pray, how to read the Quran, how to recite it, how to do Muslim duties. And he always accompanied us to the mosque, and we pray at home, but most of the time we have to pray to in the mosque that was close to our home. Yes, I can say I understood the Quran very well. I still understood also the hadith, the sirahs, and all these things. It's very essential for any Muslim to understand and deal with. I remember that my father held a meeting for us every Thursday just to explain more and more from sirah, hadith, and Quran. And he asked us, examine us. He just want to make sure that we are in right, track and right way. We fast Ramadan, and I was planning to go Hajj. Even I was very young in that time, but my father promised me to take me to Mecca to see those holy places, but he died before that. Yes, I have a lot of zeal, and I was very powerful. I have very powerful spirit in Islam. When I was in the high school in that time, I hear that there is a Christian guy in the school. I reached him out. I want to preach him by my Quran. I asked him if he learned or heard or has any knowledge about Islam. He said, yes. I told him, after that, you still, even you know about Islam, you're still a Christian? That's shame on you. You have to follow now Muhammad, and you have to read the Quran and start to be Muslim. He said, don't give me that stuff. I start to give him questions. He said, listen, I'm not expert in my religion or even your religion, but you can come and visit us. I visit his home, and his father was a very wonderful man, and he's a very well knowledgeable man. He showed me that he read the Quran. He has a copy. He has a copy from our books, sirahs, hadith, and even Quran. I astonished. I told him, and you stay in your Christianity, even you read these things? He said, why not? I said, what was denied? This is the final book. This is the final revelation. This is the final prophet. He said, me kid, let me talk to your son about something. He started telling me the story of a Christ. I couldn't understand what he's talking about. This was so high talking. But I came again to visit him. The visitation was great to me because I saw they living the gospel. Warm family, a united family, very well communicated family, and this was I'm lacking in my home. You know, kids from 5 wives, that can't be easy to deal with them. Struggling, challenging, and you know, hate, lot of hate even between those wives and their kids. I said, why? God, why didn't make me one of those people born in this family? I'm living now among a big mess here. Really, after that, after visiting 2-3 months, something started to work in my heart. And lately I wake up, I said, what am I going to do? Nothing. But why I love those people? That's big wrong, that's big mistake. I shouldn't love Christians, I shouldn't love them at all, because they are the enemy of my religion, enemy of my prophet and my customs. I start to pray deeply. I said, God, forgive me. I don't like those people. Take their love from my heart. Really, I couldn't resist their love. I returned that back to them. I start to talk to them, and they told me, your language is different. Why you hate us? I don't hate you, but you better believe in what I believe. And the father smiled and said, why don't you believe in our belief? I said, because our is the final. That's it. I said, okay, I believe there is one real religion in this world, and that is Islam. And they told me, possibly Christianity also could be, right? I said, I'm not sure. They told me, pray. You can pray or ask God and let God himself work in your heart. Really, I took this to the mosque. This was evening prayer. I took their advices. I said, okay, I will pray and my God will lead me and direct me because I'm real Muslim. And he will say, you are Muslim, stay Muslim. But it was a different way. I'm feeling now with doubt. I prayed, and when I walked to my home, I felt something different in my heart. My Islam could be wrong. My book could be not a real book. At the night, I didn't sleep. I brought the Quran. I said, is this God's words? Could be not. I'm right, could be wrong. Then God helped me now. It took a few weeks, struggling. Really, it was tough time and very heaviness over my head. And then I told this guy, give me your book. He gave me the gospel. I read it. I said, I can't believe this. Nothing real. What they are talking about here? Names after names, work of a Christ, act of a Christ, teaching of a Christ. Where is God's laws? Where is God's commandments? Where is God's Sharia or Sunnah? Nothing. God told me in this time, listen, kid, that I hear it in my heart. Listen, kid, this is my book, and this is my real one. I read the book of Matthew. I read the book of Mark. And then start to read the New Testament. We are stepped close to Christ. Christ has started to be revealed to me as a real. And then I got to that moment, I was in the hospital, I saw Jesus Christ face to face. Before they inject me, I look at the ceiling of the room and I find this ceiling is taken away and I'm flying in the space. And a huge being in my way, and he turned his hand before my sight, before my eyes. I saw a big scratch, big hole, and a lot of blood on his hand. Ah, my God, who is this? I got confused. Is that the real Christ, or that's a dream, or some hallucination? Next day, the doctor came to me. He asked me, are you Christian or Muslim? I couldn't speak because it was my throat, operation my throat. I wrote on the paper, I am Muslim. He said, I thought you are Christian because I heard you talking something strange. I told him on my paper, I saw Jesus Christ. He said, how do you know he's Isa? Because I saw blood on his hand. And what that means to you? This means cross, the act of Christ on the cross. Then this man suddenly collapsed. He hugged me and started to cry. He said, he is real, Isa ibn Maryam. He loves you, he revealed himself. That's real revelation from God to your heart. He brought me Bible. I read that Bible and I started to get closer and closer and closer. And suddenly I said, what I'm going to do? I'll trash my Islam behind me. Oh my God, give me help, give me strength. I want to take this step firmly, but give me a real conviction now. That's happened. I went to my friend again. I told him, I want to be Christian. He said, why? I said, because Christ died for my sins. He said, who told you that? I told him, the Bible. Paul told me that. And Jesus himself said he's going to be crucified on Golgotha, on the cross. He prayed with me. He said, okay, now the time. Open your heart. Accept the love of Christ. Accept the Holy Spirit. You already accept the truth. The truth will make a great work in your heart. You are free now in Christ. I prayed with him. And we joined hands. This man, his wife, and the kid, that is my friend and his sister. It was really different than any moment else. I was confused, in pain and full with hurt. We need to get rid of this situation. I said, God, God, help me. Help me. Heal me. Lead me out of these troubles. If you are there, if you are there, touch me. Bless me. Open my heart. And everybody start to cry. I get the same situation, start to cry. I said, God, I know you create me. You are my creator. But I want to know more about you. I want to get close. As those people, they have a lot of peace. The stable personality. Why I'm not like them? Give me that. I know you are merciful. Have mercy upon me. And they start to pray for me. I got senses with their prayers. I said, oh, that's powerful prayer. I copied them. I said, God, you will be my father. Get me that. Let me get in. I want to just touch you. Thank you. And I stood silent for a while. I said, and something in my heart came out. God, thank you, because I'm son now. Yes, I'm accepting the cross. I'm accepting Christ. I'm accepting the redemption of your begotten son. Thank you, because you accept me in your home now. That's a great thing. I'm happy. I start to jump. They told me, but listen, we don't want any from our neighbors to hear what you are doing now. You're now kicking the walls. I said, I'm happy. Okay, good. Sit down now. You will get some cake now and some drinking, and we will put the things in the right place. And I said, I don't need to eat anything. I don't want to drink anything. I just want to praise him. Do you have any songs? Do you have any praises? I hear them before do this. They said, yeah. They brought a book. Oh, now I'm start to shout. Praise. They told me, okay, why? And when we look at you, we think you are a Christian more than 10 years now. You just born again just a few minutes. So that's the love of my God. He poured it in my heart. And that's the grace. Accepting me brought me from the darkness area, brought me from the enemy's lands, and he saved me now. I'm son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to you, my Father, my Lord. I went home. My mother looked at me. She said, what happened to you? I said, what do you see? She said, you are so happy. I'm happy, but I can't tell you now. Since I know Christ and the freedom of the Spirit start to work in me, he put his righteousness in my heart, his goodness in my heart. I can tell you, since then, I feel heaven on earth. I'm walking in his steps. I'm following his direction. Where is Christ walked, I'm moved and walking now. Yes, my heart was different than what I can experience now. Full with evil, full with lust, full with the darkness. Yes, that's true. We're born this way because we came from Adam. But when we're born again, when God dwells by his Spirit in our hearts, life is different, views is different, thinking is different, direction are different. And that's make the things amazing. I love it because I'm free from legalism. I'm just living my true life that God designed it for me. He designed a great life. He said, this is my love. I accept his love. This is my freedom. I accept his freedom. This is my strength. I accept my strength. I'm walking in that strength, love, and freedom. What else? What else? Nothing. I love you, Muslims, brothers. I love you. I want you just to share these joys, these great things God offered. Now, throw his son, Jesus Christ. Oh, don't be shaken when I say son of God. Okay, don't take it in that fleshly sense. You will understand that. When the Spirit comes to your heart, pray and let God explain these things to your heart. Don't take it this way as the Quran explained it. There is mistaken explanation there. But when I understood, it's a great truth. In Muslim, we have our own explanation, our own views. Christianity, to be understood through the eyes of Muslim, that's tough, very tough. Yes, we know that as a Muslim, former Muslim, I said, there is no Trinity. Those kafara, those infidel people, there is no cross. There is no even redemption. Jesus is not divine, just any prophet. Any prophet, just like another prophet. And even the Bible itself is not the real one, because the real one has been taken away, taken from the earth, and God punished the Christian and the Jews. But he blessed the Muslim by the eternal Quran. That's our own views. But when you read the Bible and take away from this, take away from these things from your mind, be in a sincere moment. Just ask God to open the heart, to let you know where's the truth. Who is the truth? God gave me a good explanation, good senses. Even I tell this woman, I can't explain the Trinity, but I accept it. I can't convince you, but I accept it. I can't talk to you because it's not a theory to be explained, but this is a faith. I accept it by faith. Where this faith came? From the Word. The Word telling me so. I'm based my faith on the Word, the Gospel. And that's the real source for my faith. It's not my mind. It's not the theologian explanation. No, it's the Bible. The Word come by hearing. The hearing come by Word. The Word is the source of our faith. I love the Bible because telling me the truth about God. When he talked to me about his son, Christ, I know where he came from. He came from above. And one who came from above should be above everything, above everybody, above every person. Jesus has equality, has nature. Nobody has it. Then I'm worshiping the true, the truth, the way, and the resurrection presented in Christ himself. Jesus loves everybody. He saved me, he can save you. He talked to me, yes, he can talk to you. Just open your heart, be sincere. Open your mind, read his Bible, read the real Word. You'll find the real truth. The truth can set you free.